Good day. Come on in. Come on in. Let's get ready for class. The time is 8:11. A couple hours before service. I thought I'd rally the troops up here. Today, we're going to talk about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five different topics today. We're going to call this session God's Plan for Your Life, okay? Everyone that's listening, all the nations, I want to say thank you. We have a nice, consistent tribe here over the years we've built. I've been spamming the internet for 15 years. God's Plan for Your Life. The more you behave in church and respect order, the ministry of God comes upon you. Orderliness. That's where your benefits and your fruits come from. Being rebellious and contentious, is a path of destruction, bro. You ain't gonna get shit. The lone wolf goes hungry. Me. I. Me. I. These are the words of a fool. Your community is going to protect you. Your community is going to serve you. Your community is going to yield you. To have a community, you must have order. Simple orderliness attracts Holy Spirit to you. And this is the goal of all religions. And I'm speaking Jesus. This is a Christian podcast. All religions are welcome. Muslims and Christians were in alliance with one another, and Hindus. We have our own separate communities, and that's fine. All religions are a personal energy management system and a community management system that operates under their own ways. We are not to argue Bible. We are not to argue and bicker between mechanics of one religion to another. That is nuts. No one should be killing anyone for differences in religion. All religions are good. All religions are good. Good is God. Period. Anyone who tramples those boundaries, you are commanded by the will of the people and the spirit of brotherhood to enforce peace and back up the enemy. You must begin to fall in love with the Bible. The Christian journey is a race. Fall in love with the wisdom of God. My job is to make the plan of God manifest in your life. You, the listener, right now. You, the listener, right now. You have a destiny, man. And I am the man that can help you unlock it. You want the activation of God in your life. It scars God's heart by not giving you your destiny, man. God wants to give you your destiny. God wants to give you your destiny. Wisdom will give you everything you want. Spiritual growth is the objective. My job is to help you radically grow from zero to hero overnight with rapid speed. Females can be great pastors. Don't anyone who says a female can't be a pastor is wrong. Fear is a torment. When we fear, that fear torments my soul. God removes fears. I have no anxiety in my soul. It's not possible. Any fear that I've had has come true. You become fearless. You become powerful. Those are the opening admonishments that I just wanted to get off my chest and share to you, the nations, the will of the people, humanity. Now, the next section we're going to go into is avoiding false accusations. One of the things that angers God the most is false accusations. So I'm going to give you this wisdom, and this is what you don't want to do. You do not want to falsely accuse anyone, and then you want to avoid false accusations. And then when someone makes a false accusation, you got to call them on it. Like this morning, I had someone say, "You're not going to church today?" I said, "What kind of nonsense is coming out of your mouth? Don't you ever say something ridiculous like that again." I'm like, "You're just saying something that's not true. That's what you falsely accuse me of not going to church. You're nuts. I will never miss church. It's not possible. I'm excited to go to 4-hour ministry today." Avoiding false accusations. When you make a statement about someone, make sure it's the truth, else it's a false accusation. When you're speaking about someone, make sure it's 100% true. False statements the Lord does not like. Thou shalt not bear false statement. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A false witness shall not be unpunished. Let your words be few. False accusations will push Holy Spirit away from you, and you will kindle the anger of God for you. And you don't want that, man. And so a lot of this stuff, it comes from ignorance, guys. Okay, so false accusation is going to push everything you want away, man. Spiritual people do not talk unless they are certain. That's like me. I've always said this. I don't speak unless I know what I'm talking about. When I don't know what I'm talking about, I specifically say, I don't know, and I don't talk. It's that simple. Well, Jesse, you're always talking. Well, yeah, maybe because I have a lot to say. Maybe I have a lot of wisdom to pass out. Maybe I don't like death. Maybe I don't like people being destroyed. Maybe I want everyone to grow and develop. Maybe I want peace across the land. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? That's all that matters. Gossiping cuts you out of the gates. You'll get pushed out of the gates of heaven for gossiping. It takes discipline to not falsely accuse. Mind your tongue. It is your duty to take your tongue, which comes from praying and fasting. Spiritual people do not talk unless they're certain. You have the power to become a walking testimony. I am a walking testimony, and you need to become one too. You got to always speak the truth about people. Period. Truth is more powerful than any deceptive move with that lacks integrity. The next one, exercise. So these nuggets here, these sections, this is all falls into God's plan for your life. Exercise. Maintaining your body is a part of Christianity. The demand of maintenance because Holy Spirit lives inside me. Holy Spirit lives inside my body. That's why I take care of my body. One of the reasons. The body is a vehicle of the Spirit of God. The energy from Christianity and God enters me, my body, and that's why I need to take care of it. Because the longer my body can stay alive, the longer Holy Spirit will live through me, the more glory God can do through me and have a bigger impact on this world while living a life of peace and manifesting destiny. Do bodily exercises. It's a part of obedience. You must have a routine of exercise. Exercise removes sorrow and depression and gives your best experience. Lots of benefits to exercise. Exercise removed evil consciousness. Yeah, when you exercise, dude, just removes evil from your mind. The Spirit of God wants to see you exercise. Exercise is wisdom. God wants your appearance to bring glory to God. He wants to see you radiate in beauty. Show God you're into it. Exercise gets you close to God. Complacency keeps your destiny in a cage. Exercise yourself onto godliness. Unending journey, which provides great fulfillment, creates enhanced cognitive thinking. The day starting with or without exercise makes a big difference. God is in the business of giving you talent in certain exercise. For me, mine is hand-to-hand combat. Mine is physical performance. 9.2 yards a carry, the best in Ontario. Spinning back elbow knockout, never even thrown that punch before. European Muay Thai champion, 100 jiu-jitsu matches, 2 years university wrestling, 100 street fights. I've been bullied my own life. I accept persecution. I accept my path as a warrior. I accept myself as a leader in God's kingdom. God is a God of hidden talents. To be strong means to exercise. One day you will be called into ministry, so you must be strong because the vast level of labor required. I'll take a couple minutes to say this because we've got the space. I'm gonna say this one again. We're gonna focus here for a couple minutes because this one's key. One day you will be called into ministry, so you must be strong because of the vast level of labor required. Okay, so for everyone that's using me, Jesse Tree, as a post, as your light to aspire to learn from, attach on to, and grow. I have been, listen, I'm 42 years old. I have been conditioned as a Roman Catholic with Jesus since the crib. My whole life I've applied the teachings of Jesus subconsciously. What I didn't know, and I've always stuck to the ways. I veered off the path, but you stay the path of Jesus. I don't even know any differently until when I veer off the path, go into destruction, learn some lessons, and boom, God pulls you back. God is a sonar, is a magnetic compass. And so when you look at me, Mr. McDougall, for 42 years, and you want to become me, you want to aspire, you can be better than me. Well, son, you're going to have to labor 42 years that I've labored, and you can't skip the labor. You can't. You can't skip the 20 years on the mats. You can't skip the 8 years of education it took me to become a chartered accountant. You just can't do it. As much as your ego puff you up and think you might do this and that and shortcuts and this and that and optimization, bro, you ain't going to church. You're not Jesus conditioned. There's a function of manual labor. You can't skip the labor, bro. It's time with God, the time value of God. The true labor of God is intense, thus your body must be strong. Be strong and courageous. The grace of Jesus Christ, obedience, happiness, cognitive power, enhanced beauty and strength, lack of irritability, long life, health, fulfillment, development of a craft creates fulfillment of the soul. For you to work for God, body must be strong. God wants you to take care of your body, which is the vessel Holy Spirit flows through. You must take care and maintain the temple. Prayer power equals prayer of God. Honor is the reason why a prayer is answered or not. Honor is non-negotiable. Exercise is pure and holy fun. Next, we're going to talk about divine awareness. Develop divine conscious awareness. Be aware of God 24 hours a day. And that's for me. I'm conscious of God 24 hours a day, and I have been my whole life. And God means good. God means good. We're not arguing differences in religion. We're not persecuting. 24 hours a day. Be aware of good. That's it. Period. Boom. How many minutes of a day of good have you applied? That's what you are judged upon. That's what the universe judges you upon. Period. Period. Non-negotiable. There is no hiding from God. Just be aware of this. You people, all people, evil people, 2 out of 10 people who are being specifically hunted by the will of the people. These people, inflated sense of entitlement, are being humbled. They think these are idiot people. These are inferior people. Alan McNeil, you are scum beneath my boots. You are disgusting. You are disgrace to the will of the people. And you are being sorted out, you fucking piece of shit. This type of man is the reason we have human trafficking. This type of man is why we have trampled, damaged, death. This type of human is why people kill other people. The hardness of their heart, their greed. You're getting sorted out, you fucking shit-stained sandwich. The house is coming. The house is coming. The angels of the Lord are pursuing you day and night, and you can feel it. I can hear your pain. I can feel your fear as I hunt you. You are being dismantled, Leviathan. You are weak. You are inferior. You are nothing compared to his kingdom and the glory of God that will be released upon you. There is no hiding from God. Be aware of this. You fool. You fool. You think you're hiding from God? You think you're smarter and better than people? Such a joke. It's hilarious. It's hilarious to see you fall on your face. What's not hilarious is the pain you cause to my fellow countrymen. And I can feel their pain. God watches you 24/7, Alan McNeil. God watches you 24/7, Alan McNeil. Satan's plan is to make you as useless as possible, while God wants to make you as productive as possible. Satan wants to rob your potential. You have infinite potential. Week by week, you become a new creature in this type of ministry. Truth is, you are never alone. He is always with you. You can't hide your private sins. Adopt this consciousness and become powerful. Be aware. Divine consciousness grows over time. At this level, you've created omni-consciousness, 24/7 awareness, low awareness, high sin ratio. Except you can't hide and be aware. I will stand upon my way. I will stand upon my tower and be aware. Being aware of thoughts, words, conduct, and behavior, because you are aware, he is aware. God monitors your thoughts. If he likes you, he will give you the globe. Christianity is for serious people that want to make a mark in their life and this world and want to be impactful. When you are close enough to God, you will be sued to impact humanity. Many people are aware of the wrong things at the wrong times. Be aware of God. We are all naked before God. I make few mistakes because I know he is watching. Now the next one. This is going to be the last subject coming up here. So divine consciousness, I just want to wrap this up. This is all in your mind. The stuff going in your mind. Okay? So if you are applying Jesus, if you are going to church, if you are doing acts of service to build your community and expand his kingdom, if you are evangelizing and bringing people to church, keep doing that. Keep doing that. And these other people who are evil, pompous, arrogant, Alan McNeil types, do not envy these people. They are being sorted out. They will fall flat on their face, but you need to protect yourselves. These people kill people. They attempt to kill people. They enjoy destroying people. God does not like this. The will of the people is sorting them out. And now, for public safety, this is a public safety message. These weak people are not inferior in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. Their moves of deceit are easily trackable. Easily. And it takes one act to lose integrity for your entire life, but it maintains an entire lifetime to maintain integrity, and that's why integrity is valuable. Alan McNeil, you are a fucking piece of shit. The White Knights are pursuing you. The next one, I'm going to tell you about a very special, this is the most, a very powerful tool. This is for advanced people. If you can do this, you will get anything. This is an emergency supplication. It's called a camp out prayer. There's going to be times in your life where you need God's help. God will put you in situations where you need him. There's no other way you can get out without God. And when you need God and you're aware that you need God and you need his help in this moment, in this particular situation, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do a camp out prayer. What a camp out prayer is, it's a 1 hour prayer. You're going along, desperately praying. You're pushing your body to the point that your soul is coming into the ether and you're going to collapse because you're exhausted from fatigue. So this is the campo prayer. This is an emergency supplication. This is announcement of public safety. You are never alone. Join the helix of the Christians that run and operate Canada. Make no mistake, Christianity is the supreme force that runs and governs this country. He either gets me out of this situation or I am toast. At this point, you have to camp out prayer. This is your emergency supplication. Pray long, duration, without ceasing. Pray long over one single issue. Church is my lifeline. I would rather die than go to church. Ask God to use my enemies to bless me. God, make a way there is no way. Continually pray long. All your heart is going to be ours. You have to show what you want. Pray that you will escape. When only heaven can help you, you need to camp out. I have to prep my soul to do this. The level intensity needed to do this is severe. This makes God alive in your life. If you can, the first time I camped out prayer, man, nuts. I went through after I camped out prayer, well, for the next 3-4 hours, I went through a radical voice of God was highly radical in my life. I received blessings, I received wisdom, I received so many things, observations, so many things came into my life. If you can camp out prayer, man, you have made God alive. Prayer is something that you build as a ladder. You know, you got to work up to an hour of camp out prayer, dude. Praying is like, you got to build it. Okay, praying is a high income skill. It's public speaking. Did you know people pay money? Did you know people pay other people $10,000 to give a speech? Were you aware of that? Well, that's true. You can use the words out of your mouth to make money. Did you know that people will pay you to speak? Okay, because they will. And you need to wake up and understand people have been being paid to speak for many years. Okay, it's nothing new. Might be new to you. It might be new to me. But it's not new. Once you can pray for an hour straight, you are powerful. Camp out prayers are emergency requests to God. When you have a time restriction, if it's not an issue to you, it is not an issue to him. Kingdom of God is a kingdom of desperation. I will pour water onto him that is thirsty. You must prove how bad you want it. God answers your camp out because of proven desperation. Your destiny yourself by being casual with God. Come out of the shadows and shows his face strong. Yeah, when you camp out prayer, he shows himself, man. He comes out of the shadows. No more hidden. Because, oh, here we go. Boom. And he shows you, dude. If you can camp out prayer. Build a tower onto heaven. This will allow me to get closer to heaven. You must show him, I mean business, destined to make a way where there is no way. Making the impossible possible with gospel. Make long prayers. Camp out ability makes you a mini god. What is a mini god? A mini god is a blade of grass. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. I am a mini god. A mini god, a blade of grass who can camp out prayer for 1 hour to make God come out of the shadows and reveal himself to me. That's what a mini god is. Do you want to be a mini god? Would you like to be a mini god? If you want to be a mini god, repeat these words. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. Then boom, follow up with a 1 hour camp out prayer for your desperate issue that you need for your emergency supplication. Boom, watch God activate in your life and you will start to see his glory such as I have seen. This is a rare ability. I've taught you a rare ability here. Not many Christians have the ability to pray for 1 to 3 hours over one ability. The reason it has the power to stand out before God, and it is hyper rare ability because of the level of difficulty. Okay, so what I've just taught you here is hard. This is not easy to do by any means, but it is possible. Choose your heart. Now, I just want to talk about humility a bit. And I'm a blade of grass and I'm nothing. And the reason, because if you're an abused person, if you're an abandoned, neglected person, such as I am, there's going to be a point where, and for me, I've also practiced, so what I did with Christianity, when I say I've been conditioned with Jesus and always keep the ways of good, the best of my ability, I repented for 15 years. All I did was repent. What does repent mean? Repent means let go, improve, ask for forgiveness. Right? Do the best you can. That's what repenting means. Now, that's all I did for 15 years in Christianity, because if you look at the teachings of Jesus, Jesus wrote, you know, 3 pages of words. You read the Bible. You're brought up in Christian church. Okay, great. I get it, guys. I get it. Christianity is quite easy, to be honest. It's quite easy. So, to me, it never was rocket science. So I just repent. Okay. Boom. Repent. I'm improving. I'm growing each day. And God sees this. God sees everything and he likes this. He likes this a lot. And so you're going to get to a point, though, where repenting and being humble becomes diminishing returns. And you turn into a passive person. And passivity is a sin. Okay? The difference between, just for crystal clear, I'm in the guru niche. Okay, for internet marketing advertising, the niche I would be in is guru. But here's the difference. A lot of the gurus, a lot of the yogis, a lot of the spiritual teachings, they're good teachings, but here's what they all lead to. Passivity. Passivity gives space to the enemy. I like Muslims because Muslims are quite bold, okay? So I want to master meekness this year. That's my objective. For me to be meek, I must master boldness. Meekness is not passivity. When you're passive, people just steal your shit, trample you, and they will kill you from trample death. You will die. If you are passive and you are not bold, you will die. Period. Sooner than someone who can enforce their boundaries, enforce the way of peace. So after some time, you can only be too humble where it's diminishing returns. And so once I got to a point, I realized now, oh yeah, no, I'm humble. And I'm not interested in being devalued or in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. And I prefer to take things physical because of time value of money. So depending, everyone's different, right? So that's why the powerhouse method, I developed the powerhouse method, because there's no one unique path for everyone. Everyone has their own unique path. So everyone is different. So I just want to share that with you a couple moments here. I hereby decree. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the highest most. I command the highest most. Every person hearing this message, draw them closer to you, God. Use your magnetic force. Use your sonar communication. Pull them towards you. Pull them towards you. Show them, my Lord. Show them. Attract them. Attract the souls. Attract the souls. The souls that the evil people hunt like birds. My Lord. My Lord. Release. 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 Release the souls into your home. Release the souls. Bring the sheep back to you, my Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Have a great day.